Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. If you've been with us, you know that we've been in 1 Samuel chapter 14. So what are we to do with all of this that we've seen in 1 Samuel 14? We've seen fear and self-exaltation and self-righteousness and self-preservation. Is the lesson here, is the truth here that if we want to be good leaders, then we should not be self-exalting, self-promoting, self-preserving? Well, actually, no. That's not the lesson at all. The question is, who can secure and lead the people of God and bring the kingdom of God to flourish? And the answer that we're going to be given is King David. But even that's a short-lived, unsatisfying answer, because even in David we see self-preservation and his great need for repentance. And so as we read this unfolding saga, our hearts are taken on this journey, longing for a king. We are looking and seeking a king. And if you've read through the Old Testament, you definitely know that the list of names of kings is lacking severely in presenting us with a suitable one. But then we come to Jesus. Jesus, we read, was motivated by the glory of God, not the glory of self-exaltation. Jesus was motivated by love for God and not love for appearing a certain way to a certain crowd. Jesus was motivated by his desire to rejoin God and be in his presence, not to run away from a mission. And in order to do that, Jesus did not avoid blame, but took on blame that was not his own. Jesus didn't desire to be ransomed by the people of God, but rather was the ransom price for the people of God. The lesson of the text is not that we need to be less like Saul, but rather that if we're honest, we're just like Saul, and we are bad kings. Our churches are weakened when led by self-exalting men like Saul. Our families are weakened when led by self-righteous men. We are not good kings, and we need a different type of king to reign over us, and this is King Jesus. So the goal is not to be less self-exalting, less self-righteous, but rather to follow and cling more closely to Christ, who will bring humility and sacrifice into and through your life day by day. As you pray today, please remember Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Cebuano Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.